Hello, and welcome to the Equitopia podcast from Horse's Mouth. Today we've got a very special episode with Dr. Sue Dyson. Sue Dyson is somewhat a household name for many equestrians. She is a Royal College of Veterinary Surgeon Specialist in Equine Orthopaedics and a European Specialist in Veterinary Sports Medicine and Rehabilitation. She is also passionate about improving the understanding and management of lameness and poor performance and has long been actively involved in clinically related research with the aim of improving equine welfare. She has published more than 270 papers in peer-reviewed journals concerning lameness and diagnostic imaging and has lectured and continues to lecture worldwide. For the past 8 months, we have been working with Dr. Dyson to develop an online course based on her research findings in relation to behaviours that indicate pain. We are delighted that the course is now available. And in this podcast episode, I am talking to Sue about her research and why, in her view, this course is important. Just to note that this episode was recorded in a few different locations over the past 8 months, so apologies in advance if you notice any difference in audio quality of the different segments. I thought a good place to start would be to ask Sue why this new course is important to her.
I'm absolutely convinced we've developed a really powerful tool for early recognition of pain. And I think it is hugely important that this information is disseminated as widely as possible amongst the equestrian industry. And this course enables us to do that in a really exciting way.
At Equitopia, we are definitely excited about being part of this. Like a number of other equine experts, Sue has spent several years researching extremely important issues, and properly designed online courses can ensure that this research gets translated to action. The course, How to Recognize the 24 Behaviors Indicating Pain in the Ridden Horse, is based on extensive research carried out over 2 years, involving 6 studies and 400 horses. I asked Sue to explain what led her to researching this particular issue.
That's a very good question. There are a number of different reasons. I was getting very frustrated that I would be taking the history from owners and they'd be telling me, for example, my horse has always been difficult to get into canter on the right rein ever since I bought it 2 years ago. And I immediately start thinking, your horse had a problem 2 years ago. And the longer a problem has been present, the more difficult it is going to be to manage successfully at the end of the day. I knew that owners are poor at recognizing lameness, and I thought perhaps they may be better able to identify behaviours. And if we could prove categorically that the behaviours were pain-induced, then maybe this was going to be a valuable tool to help owners to recognise pain earlier on. Showing that these behaviours were pain-induced, it might be a good way to educate everybody involved with horses that these behaviours do indicate pain.
Many horse owners might well think, I'll just call my vet and get a diagnosis. But this doesn't always work. As a horse owner myself, I know that it's often more complicated. Sue paints a picture of cases she has come across over the years, and I'm sure her description will resonate with many horse owners.
Veterinarians are often not used to seeing ridden horses, and a lot of them are not riders themselves, so they don't necessarily understand the problem that a rider presents them with. So the rider says, I'm having difficulty turning to the right, and I think the horse has got a pain-related problem. The vet looks at the horse, sees it trot up in hand, sees it on the lunge, says, I can't see any lameness, it must be a behavioural problem. Or alternatively, they say, well, we could do a whole body bone scan, which is an expensive exercise, and in my experience is unlikely to be successful in identifying the underlying problem. So people were spending lots of money and being no further forward with their diagnosis. And I felt that this was a very bad situation to be in.
So the course, among other things, trains people on the use of an ethogram that will identify behaviours indicating pain. Until we started working on the course, I must confess I hadn't come across this term. So I asked Sue to explain, what exactly is an ethogram?
An ethogram is a catalogue of behaviours, and each specific behaviour has a very clear definition of what that behaviour is.
And how or if this ethogram differs from others?
There have been no previous ethograms that have been developed specifically for ridden horses, and so therefore it's involving the entire horse. Most of the previous work that's been done in horses has just looked at facial expression and not in ridden horses.
The Equitopia course is called How to Recognize the 24 Behaviours Indicating Pain in the Ridden Horse, and I asked Sue to give a little intro to it in her own words.
The course describes to you why we developed the Ridden Horse Ethogram, and then goes through how we developed the ethogram, how to apply the ethogram, and problems that are associated with interpretation of the ethogram. And it also discusses other factors which were not included in the ethogram but are also important features that may signify pain in your horse. There are also interactive quizzes to test your knowledge.
I then asked her to explain who it may benefit.
Well, I think we've designed the course so that it should be accessible to anyone. Owners, trainers, riders, vets, farriers, physiotherapists, other paraprofessionals. I would like to think that it's accessible to everybody.
I asked her to give some specific examples of how the course would benefit different professionals.
Let's start with the vets. I think that many of them have had little training in the recognition of low-grade lameness, and they find it a struggle to understand the client's complaints. I think they will be able to now recognise horses that indeed are in pain, and therefore, even if they can't investigate that further, refer the horse to somebody that can. I think they will find it valuable when they're trying to persuade a client that their horse is indeed in pain and the owner didn't understand that. And then finally, I think when it comes to pre-purchase examinations, it is a way of determining whether or not a horse which may not show overt lameness but may be experiencing underlying pain-related gait abnormalities. So that's the vets. Then let's talk about riders. I think riders are relatively poor at recognising lameness. And one of the reasons we developed the ethogram was because I was distraught by the number of people that let their horses have problems for too long. And they would say to me, my horse has always been an unwilling horse or a grumpy horse. Now there is a tool for them to say, this is a sign of pain and therefore would merit further investigation. Likewise with trainers, they too, I think, are rather poor at recognising lameness. They tend to blame the rider or the horse. And I think they must now open their eyes and recognise that the horse may have an underlying problem which prevents it from performing normally. And then there are all the paraprofessionals, the physiotherapists, the chiropractors and even farriers. I think they too will benefit from knowing whether or not a horse is in pain. So it's going to be a valuable tool across the board.
My grandmother used to say to me, education is no weight. Weight as in burden. And this is something that has stayed with me all of my life. I firmly believe that learning is something we should continue to do throughout our lives. There is no end point. There will always be new things we can learn. I think it's especially important to learn as much as we can about people and animals under our care. And that's why I'm so excited about this course. It really has the potential to minimize pain in horses through early detection and quick treatment. Sue expresses it better.
Well, I hope that by people learning how to apply the ethogram, they will be better able to recognise early on when something is going wrong with their horse and then seek professional advice and hopefully reach a specific reason for that change in behaviour, which can hopefully be treated successfully by getting to it early.
Over the past 8 months, Sue has been very actively involved in the creation of the course. Not only does she present the videos, but she participated in the early stages of developing the course and worked with our education team to ensure the course is also well designed from a pedagogical perspective. By that I mean that the course contains interesting information, but it is specifically designed in such a way that it allows learners to build their knowledge and skills over the 12 parts so that they can confidently assess horses for pain at the end of the course. I asked Sue what advice she would give to people considering doing the course.
I think to do the course, you've got to allow plenty of time. You're not going to achieve this in one go. You've got to set aside maybe a couple of hours every several days to go through it and to go through it slowly, but also to participate in all the suggested exercises. It's just not a matter of listening and watching. You need to interact with people from your own yard. You need to look at the pictures. You need to do the quizzes, because only by reinforcing the information in various different ways will it become second nature to you.
Getting to know Sue better over the past year has been a real blessing. She is truly an inspiring person, and I honestly believe her work has the potential to save literally millions of horses from long-term lameness and fates much worse than that. Early detection of pain is crucial to getting to a diagnosis and correct treatment and management. Anyone who does this course will never look at horses the same way again. Thank Thanks so much for listening to this special episode of From the Horse's Mouth. Don't forget that anyone who signed up to the Equitopia membership program automatically gets a 10% discount on this and all of our other online courses. Leaving the last word to Sue, thanks very much for listening.
Recognise the pain and don't ignore it. Don't bury your head in the sand, because it's probably not going to go away. So you need to get it investigated early on to reach a specific diagnosis and therefore hopefully be able to have a targeted treatment.